This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf. And on this week's episode, we talk about alcohol, Isaac Newton, getting fired, and voting on names. Eric answers your question in another edition of What Would Eric Do? And John reacts to an email from a listener. Remember, you can always send your emails to charlie at 98kupd.com. If you got questions for John, Eric, Brady, even Toledo, send them my way. But without further ado, let's get to our first clip.
When's the last person you ever talked to that said, well, we got this consultant, and I'm doing better than I've ever done? Never. These consultants came in, and I got fired.
Charlie's dad was a consultant.
Is he?
Had to go into
everybody.
Italy and cut about 1,000 jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, you better not come back to Italy for another year.
And did he talk to every one of them? All 1,000?
I don't think so.
Or well, like video conferencing?
No, there's not enough time.
There were 150 in a room. And, buongiorno. My name is J.V. Verfitt. Brady and I worked at a station that when in the late 90s, radio stations were going through this thing where big companies were buying up everything.
Yep.
And so we were at a station.
Consolidated.
There were four stations in our building. And one day, the zone that we worked at, and I think Coyote, I don't remember which ones, went one way. And the other two stations went another direction. So we were owned by two different companies in the same building. And ours was CBS. We were safe. They weren't going to do any cuts. It was Coyote that was the one that was bad news. And so they got this new thing, and they were a bloated deal. So on Monday, all the people you'd been working with for years, over the intercom, you'd hear, Craig Lefton, please come to Mr. Washer's office. And Craig looks at me. He's in my room at the time, and he goes, this is it.
Damn it.
And then Craig comes back smiling because Craig was awesome. Craig was one of those he could be a firer too. He would be my partner in firing everybody in that job. Comes back and he goes, 9 months severance. I'm going on vacation. He was happy. Everybody else is in tears, but Nick Francis, please step. Oh, they got Nick. They're going to get Nick. And everyone in the building knew who was getting fired.
Using an intercom.
The intercom fired you, basically. Mr. Washer would like to see Richard Page, please. Richard Page.
What?
Nobody came out of there going, hey, I got a contract.
That Mr. Washer's awesome.
Everyone got fired.
All right, so you guys were talking about getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
And the chain of command here in the building this morning.
Yeah.
No idea. I don't either. I know that I'm probably I probably can't be fired by maybe like four people.
I think you could be fired by almost everybody.
Yeah, I think you got this all wrong.
I think there are like four people that I could not fire.
I think
me.
You might be the only one I'm secure enough to know that everyone here, except for maybe this fucking toupee wearing weirdo.
Well, here, there's
I don't
one thing.
Think you have any juice over any.
Oh, no.
You're like if this was a totem pole, you'd be the ground floor.
I've only been fired one time in my life.
Let's hear it.
I was a club DJ, and I was doing my t-shirt contest. It was at a place called Pinky's back in the day, and it was a sales girl that worked here. So I started working at KUPD, and the sales girl that worked here, she also started working here. She owned the club. Well, she was with her friends, and she came up to the DJ booth and wanted to hear the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
And I didn't play the Backstreet Boys fast enough for her because there was other stuff, other songs.
There's a line, right?
Yeah, I was getting ready.
You got
so
a cue.
I played it like three. I was going to play it three songs later. She came up, just started cussing me out in the DJ booth and everything.
Oh man!
And then I got fired after that.
Well, John, what about you? You've been fired before, right?
I've been fired in life two times.
I've actually never been fired.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta have a job first.
Okay,
that's true.
Yeah, you have never. I don't know that you've ever had a job.
Well, I mean, like, in terms of, like, those...
Like employment?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you had those crappy college
you've
jobs.
You've not had one.
Okay, that's
you can quit.
Have you had
that's
one?
That's a little low. Yeah, this is my job.
Well, you've only... Yeah, but this isn't really a job, is it? It's more of a volunteer session.
This is
future, man. I get paid for this, but...
Really?
It's just...
In money?
In money, believe it or not.
Shit, I'm shocked. What did you do before that? You worked for your dad.
No, I did... I had various jobs throughout college and part-time. Like, I had a job... I caddied at Scioto when I was like 14, 15.
But you quit because you go back to school.
Quit because you go back to school. So it's not like a real job, but
right,
there were some other ones.
So you've never had a
job. There were people that get fired for that. Like, I worked at Noodles & Company, and yeah. We had, like, people got fired there, though. Like, one dude was stealing from the cash register.
Right.
And stuff. And like, I wasn't doing anything.
Why
is that
so shocking? People got fired
there.
People
were fired from Noodles & Company. Do you realize the people that get hired at Noodles & Company are the lowest level
human? I've never been fired. I didn't know it was that easy to get fired.
Because you're not a fucking, you know, a single-celled amoeba. You're going to make it through Noodles & Company probably a lot longer than most of the other hires.
So you have a brain. Kind of.
Sort of. Enough to at least get through Noodles and Company and still be shocked that people got shit canned from this job. This is impossible to lose a job here. Like, this is the first time you'd get fired from something that actually was a thing.
Yeah, because it's like, but like, that's the, like, I started here as an intern, so right out of school. So, like, this is the first ever, like, full-time job that I've had where it's like, this is my thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, good luck with your job. I hope you someday get fired and know what it's all about.
Oh, well, that's really nice, John.
Getting fired, by the way, is, if your mind is set properly, always the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Really?
It's like being broken up with. It almost always leads you to a better thing.
Pisses you off and makes you want to try harder.
If you've got a competitive spirit and a little bit of a brain, you'll think to yourself,
motivation.
I'll show them. I'm
going, character builder.
You can't beat me. Now, people who wallow and I got fired and it's all over, and it can happen, but it's up to you to make it work.
Well, have you, like, since you guys have started here, what's the closest you ever came to being fired?
Oh, there was an incident.
Well, I know the bow one. Is that the Kyle one?
That was the only time that we've been close to being fired.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
So we're going to do something new here. I got an email from a listener.
Uh-oh. We're answering emails.
Yeah, we're answering emails now, so you can send them all to charlie@98kupd.com. So this listener had an interesting observation, and he wanted to get your take on it. I'm going to show you two photos.
All right.
And I want you to give me your reaction,
I guess.
This
reminds me a lot of, like, the first 48.
Okay.
I'm going to show you two pictures. You're going to tell me which one is what. That's a little sweet, and that's pop, pop, give gall.
All right, so this is the first picture. I'm sorry, they're in black and white. That's the only accent.
That's right. That is Cindy Crawford.
Yes.
A very heavily made up Cindy Crawford. Still beautiful.
And then the second picture.
This is.
No, don't do this. This is Caitlyn Jenner, who looks nothing like Cindy Crawford.
I see it.
No. You see the hair.
They look alike.
No.
Oh, my God. No. I see it.
One is Bruce Jenner, and one is Cindy Crawford. One is Bruce Jenner dressed as Cindy Crawford.
I swear to God, they're like the same person now. They look the same.
Stop it.
Why?
No, they don't. I mean, would I fuck them both? Yes. No. I see what you're seeing, but it's just because they're contouring eyebrows. He's trying to look like her. They've done a nice job on Bruce. Is Bruce more fuckable than he's ever been? Yes, he is. But still, it's Bruce Jenner. Again.
I see it.
You want her to be beautiful, and I don't.
I really don't care.
You do care.
But
it is weird, though, or you wouldn't be bringing it up. I'm Googling
I brought it up
because
we got a nice email. And, you know, Samsonite wanted to ruin Cindy Crawford for you the same way she was ruined for him. Because he spotted it on watching infomercial late at night, and Cindy, I keep calling her Sydney and not Sydney. Cindy.
You're telling me this gorgeous angel looks like Bruce Jenner. I've got them side by side on photos I've found. Come on.
Okay, those are a little different
right,
there.
Because one is accurate and the other is Cindy Crawford.
I don't know, man. The two photos I showed you, though, do look alike. You cannot argue that.
I see this more. John Travolta and Bruce Jenner.
Okay, come on.
I see a very similar in the Adam's apple area and that, but no. Bigger question, Charlie, is how come in this year and a half of Caitlyn, almost 2 years now of Caitlyn being in existence, we have not had one paparazzi upskirt shot?
Oh, good point.
She's in and out of trucks and things like that with her
mini
skirt on.
They'd be fiending over that, you think.
You'd think that would be the multi-million dollar sale on
TMZ.
They'd
do whatever they could to get that shot.
Would you have sex with Caitlyn Jenner?
I don't think I would. Is it possible yet? Because did she
fully
get
done.
The...
All back in January.
She's all,
it's all,
okay,
she's
so,
all 100% woman now.
Yeah, I don't think I would, no.
You wouldn't.
She's big. Like, she's...
She's tall.
Kind of built like a man, it seems she's, like.
I wonder why that happened. She's a little bulky, but she's long, tall drink of water. She can chuck a javelin like 400 feet.
Probably.
Yeah. Even still. She can shot put shit.
Still a gold medalist, right?
Some swinging hombre is going to have to walk into that thing and go, I'm going in. I hate you for this Caitlyn Jenner, Cindy Crawford combo.
Those two pictures, I see it.
I see the hair. I see what you're seeing.
Yeah, in those two pictures.
They don't look alike.
But you showed me the other two pictures, and they look totally different.
Yeah, they don't
look
alike. I'm not hearing that. No. No. Unacceptable. Now, she looks more like Jessica Lange. I think she's trying really hard. Oh, come on. There's Cindy Crawford.
Okay, yeah. That's a really
good
picture of her.
There's fucking Cindy Crawford.
Well, those are full body pictures. Right. Of course they're not going to look alike.
Well, then stop comparing them.
It was the facial features.
Cindy Crawford's daughter is smoking hot, too. You're going to tell me she looks like a young Caitlyn Jenner?
I don't know. Who's Cindy Crawford? I keep saying Cindy. Sydney. Cindy Crawford's daughter.
It's rough, man. Stop it. Stop wrecking Cindy Crawford. She's worked very hard to look that good in her 50s. You're being a dick.
I don't think
being a dick.
I apologize. I take it back.
Take it all back.
I take it all back. I apologize.
Honestly,
won't do it again.
You and Mary aren't together anymore. You're doing all right for yourself. You're a little down. You meet Caitlyn in a bar.
I'd have some questions.
I'm Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you're in disguise.
Yeah. You want to go back to my room and talk?
Do you do it?
Do I do it? Go back to her room and talk?
Yeah, I do it. I'd write a book afterwards.
Well, I'd want to know. I'd have some questions. I don't know if she'd feel comfortable answering all the questions I have, but...
I'd eat it like a macaroon.
I'm curious about some of that stuff. It's kind of weird. You know, it's different from what I know.
Sure.
Eat it like a macaroon? Is that what you said?
Like a macaroon. I'd go down on Bruce Jenner girl so fast.
Ooh, I don't think I'd do that.
So great. And then
I don't think I'd feel comfortable doing that.
I'd go in the parking lot and I'd race him. I'd do a 400. Sprints? 400. Just, we'd go around the track once.
Okay.
Be great. HMS All
Access. Sir Isaac Newton.
Gravity Man.
Was the first person to recognize that the rainbow was divided into seven distinct colors.
Nobody else saw that?
He came up with Roy G. Biv.
See, he's the most overrated guy discovering stuff ever. He's just the first one to talk about it. He's the first to write it down. Other people knew. It's like, there were plenty of people before Newton saying, why are we stuck to the Earth? What's keeping us here? I don't know. I'm not going to look into it. I got stuff to do. My kids are sick. I've got dysentery. But then the apple hits him in the head, and he's like, I'm going to write this down. There's something pulling us towards the Earth. I'll call it gravitas. And then the other, he recognizes the colors of the rainbow. He gets credit for that. Everybody saw that. Nobody thought to write it down. He's just he's a flim-flam. He's a salesman.
Man,
Newton's an asshole. It's finally we say it, you know? Finally we say it. Newton has gotten credit for stuff everybody already knew.
What did he do to you?
He just wrote things down, goddammit, and he's got all this historical credit.
You
he's done
Newton
nothing.
Envy.
I got no Newton envy. There's been people, even way back in those dummy-biblical times when all those...
How do you know? Maybe they were really stupid.
They were stupid.
They couldn't figure out those colors.
They couldn't figure out anything. But he's the first one to just go, did you guys see that there's colors in the rainbow? Oh, yeah, Isaac. Everybody sees that. What the? Has anybody written that down yet? No. I'm going to write it down. Take credit for that.
Isaac Newton was a saint.
He was a douche. I will fight you over Isaac Newton.
He's knighted.
They say he discovered. He discovered gravity. No, he didn't.
John, you said Sir Isaac Newton... Is overrated?
Douche. Yeah.
You don't like him?
Well, I've done this before, and there's a weird little group of people that defend Isaac Newton like they're related, and I try to bait them a little bit into this thing.
Okay.
Isaac Newton didn't discover gravity. He figured gravity out.
He described
He got the math part, but we should be mad at Isaac Newton for several things, and this is where the joke turns into like people not getting
mad.
They get mad when I say Isaac Newton didn't discover anything. He figured something out. Then he invented calculus. Isaac Newton is an asshole for inventing. Somebody would have done it, but he's the one who wants credit for it. Fuck you for calculus. That was some of the worst days of my life. So you want credit for something awful? That's like inventing cancer. Sure, it was going to happen eventually, but you want your name on it. Good for you, Newton, you jerk ass. You ruined my entire last year
He'll
and a half of college.
He'll get credit for additional stuff. Like the credit of Isaac Newton got the credit for describing the colors of a rainbow.
Yeah. You got that. Which is
how long has a rainbow been around?
Well, he's the first one that acknowledged seven colors.
The theory of color was his thing. Because I did some research on Isaac Newton because I was all ready to defend him vigorously. Right. He also built the first reflecting telescope. He theorized calculation for the speed of sound. This guy did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff.
A lot of great
stuff.
But
I guess now that you pointed out, that's true. Calculus sucked.
Yep.
And not all science classes
were
fun. He was
pressing
buttons.
No.
And he did a lot of stuff that made it so the bar got raised to the point where you had to try harder.
Physics wasn't fun in
school. Physics was miserable. Calculus was awful.
And that's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault. He went overboard with the details. We could have just gone with, hey, you know what? There's this thing. And mathematically, you can prove it. It's not really necessary. That it pulls it down. If you're going to get to engineering and everything else... But because of Newton, we had to sit through that shit in high school.
Yeah.
And that's not for high school kids. That's for engineers who want to learn about gravity. I never wanted to learn that shit. I understood it worked, and I appreciated it.
I came in here about to defend Isaac Newton. Now I'm kind of pissed off at him because I do realize.
Calculus. Tell me the math on gravity. Tell me how it works.
Ugh.
Tell me the math on gravity. Anybody?
Well, I know gravity is like the acceleration of the velocity is like negative 9.8 meters per second squared.
Do you know at all how that, what you just said, works? Do you have any idea what that works? How to put that in principle?
Like I do know that, like, when you account for, like, if you're doing, like, physics things, like, if you're rolling a ball down a slope, like, you have to add the negative 9.8 meters per second squared in there to, like,
change. But what are you applying that to? You're rolling a ball down a hill. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're a child?
I make dick jokes on a podcast for the most part. I don't need physics.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't need it, but yet we're forced to do it.
But eventually those dudes that enjoy that,
the
ones that come up with throwing Bluetooth.
Right. You know what we call them, Brady?
Nerds.
Nerds.
Seek it out yourself. That's fine. Newton made it, so I had to fucking sit in classes I didn't want. Sure, Newtons are necessary, but they fuck everything up when they start making it commonplace.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of limon y sal. Modelo Chelada. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
We got to stop allowing the world to start naming. This was awesome. Yesterday, Marcus Meng sent me a thing. They have schools in Austin that are named Robert E. Lee Elementary. I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee, and they want to change it. They want to change it. And they're like, well, what better way to do that than? Because we've learned our lesson from Bodie McBoatface and Footy McFootface and the soccer team said in San Diego.
Throwing it out there?
Well, let's throw it out to the people to rename Robert E. Lee because it's such a controversial name. It's, you know, it's affiliated with the Confederates.
South is going to rise again.
Austin steps up to the plate. And I got to give Austin credit. It's a liberal town. It's a college city. They get it. On the list, of course, for renaming. Well, Schooly McSchoolface is there, for sure. Schooly McSchoolface is on the list, like sixth of the strange ones. You had Drew Brees Elementary. Don't know why. That was a big one. Bruce Lee Elementary, because Robert E. Lee, you don't have to change it. Lee Elementary stays the same.
Save some of the lettering.
John Cena got a lot of votes. John Cena Elementary School. And then my favorite, which got a lot of traction in the people you vote for the name of the new elementary school here, Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance. That's it. That's the winner. Brett's going to go vote.
Hitler.
Brett's going to the, and then, of course, Schooly McSchoolface. We have got, when will we learn? England started it and said, name our new member of the Royal Fleet. And the winner, and they said, whatever you name it. They actually said, whatever you name it, because they trusted the English people to be, you know, serious about this. It's a part of the, this will someday perhaps be something that saves our country from tyranny and terror. And they named it Bodie McBoatface. And HMS Bodie McBoatface would not fly, so then they said, stop it!
Take it away from the law subjects. They're not taking it seriously.
So we got to stop, because it's never, when's the last time it's worked? When's the last time, hey, public, name our thing has been like, well, we've come up with a brilliant name and the whole entire public has agreed. It's never worked. It's
been
always,
a while.
Always been a joke.
You guys were talking about voting on naming stuff.
Yeah.
The school in Texas. Why? Why does this keep happening?
How have we not learned our lesson that the general public is going to make a mockery of the thing you think they're going to name? When's the last time, even when newspapers used to do it, like write in, it would, you'd pay a stamp to write your shitty, stupid answer and it would never show up, but you did it just knowing you were being a dick. Now with the internet, we can make it actually flourish.
And you can
see
it.
And it's worldwide. Yeah. It's worldwide. Robert E. Lee, it's offensive. We can't have that as a name. And one of them was Adolf Hitler's Center for Friendship and Tolerance. Whoever wrote that, I got to give him credit. That's brilliant to just fire that off and hit return and send it and be look at
and
that.
And to just have, because like Robert E. Lee, like is, I don't know if that's offensive, but it's just like we're glorifying a man who was fighting for slavery. You don't want to do that. So instead of having it named after a guy, Robert E. Lee, they pick an even worse man than his historical figure to name it after.
It's great. To leave it open to the public is to just, it's the nightmare. It's so funny, though. And then the internet's fantastic. It's just good for that kind of stuff.
Well, even when you have like a group, like there might be a group of people that are like, oh, I really enjoy it. This is really important. Let's take this seriously. There's like people are going to find it and they're going to ruin it.
Yeah,
there are more people out there that are like, this is fun. Let's ruin this.
90% of people want to goof on stuff and 10% want to be like, no, the world's serious. We need to be serious. Our children, our children. It's like, shut the fuck up. You caused the 90% to want to be worse. We like the I'm one of them. We like the reaction that we get from the humorless twats.
Oh, it's even better.
It's so great.
It's like a drug.
Watching a humorless person swing at the air defenseless against these attacks that they feel are personal to them is the funniest, because it really, in the end, doesn't matter.
Well, I think the problem here is that I don't think these companies are giving us like setting a good example. Because like, look at all these arenas that we have.
Yep.
Smoothie King Arena is the home of the Kings. KFC Yum Center in Louisville.
That sounds good.
They're not sending a good example. No wonder we can't pick any good names.
We can't pick a real name. The one in the Cellular Field in Chicago has a new name, and the logo is a big red arrow pointing down. So the Chicago White Sox have that staring at them every time. That is giant arrows, downward pointing arrows going, yes, losers.
Right.
Just everybody, because that's the goal of this company, is to lower things for you. But, you know, the old names, Fenway Park, Brown Stadium, you know, War Memorial. They were just named after shit we blew up and fucked up.
Soldier Field
and War Memorial Stadium. Fuck yeah. But now it's just companies and weird stuff. So I think I would have more respect if Robert E. Lee said, we're going to let you guys name it, and Schooly McSchoolface wins. That's the name of the fucking school, because I don't know many elementary school kids that are like so tied to the name of their school that it's bothering them.
You school where bus is your mascot?
Where did you go?
I had two element. I went to school bus
school
mascot.
School bus is your mascot is solid.
Not
like
bad.
Our school, we're Schooly McSchoolface, and this is our bus.
Yeah,
we're the Schooly McSchoolface school buses.
But I went to St. Agatha.
Yeah.
And then St. Andrew, and they were St. Agatha Wildcats and the St. Andrew Vikings.
Yeah, St. Agatha. She's known, though, for being a Wildcat.
St. Agatha?
Yeah, especially in the sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Agatha, whatever. That you're not. Well, fuck! Talk about an oppressive regime.
Vikings?
You get Catholic names with Viking stuff on top. Forget about it. You got a Viking and a Catholic legend. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of fucking blood on those hands, both sides. But nobody's ever going to say that. Robert E. Lee was oppressive. Slavery. Yeah. The whole Catholic religion had oppression and slavery in its past, and they got over it. We still name shit after them. We're still big fans of the Jesus.
That's the thing, though.
Schooly McSchoolface.
The school buses.
The fighting buses.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. I love it. So keep trusting the public, and they'll keep fucking you in the ass.
What would Eric do?
Eric.
John. Oh, wait. No, you're Charlie.
Yeah, no. It's time for What Would Eric Do?
You look just like him.
I don't think so. I've got a beard. It is time for What Would Eric Do, though. Our email today comes from Travis, and this is kind of an interesting one. Dear Eric, I've been in love with my next-door neighbor since I was a teenager. I'm 28 now, and she's 20 years older than me, but she's beautiful, smart, and funny. I bought my parents' house last year just to be closer to her. We've been sleeping with each other off and on for several months now, and she knows I love her, but she tells me I need to find a younger woman. I think she loves me too, but just won't say it. I know it seems crazy, but I've honestly never felt this way about anyone. Should I keep pursuing this or move on?
20 years.
Woo.
So did that say he was 28?
Yeah, so he's 28 now, so she's 48. 48.
Ooh, yeah, that's not going to work
that's
well.
That's weird.
No, that's kind of cool. When I was a kid, I had neighbor girls that lived next to me growing up. And so I'd go over there and hang out. And, you know, you fall in love with them when you're a kid like that. You know, I can totally understand where this guy's coming from. You know, then we got to high school and we didn't talk to each other. And then it was always really awkward for me anyway. But so this guy actually scored the girl. You know, the problem is 20 years older. You need to just keep banging her. This wanting to fall in love thing, it's not going to work out well.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she is quite there with the love thing. Or maybe she thinks
he's... Well, she's smart. She's wise because she's so old. She's much wiser than him.
Her years of knowledge.
Her years of knowledge. And you guys like different things. There's no way around it. Like, musically, you're probably in completely different places. Movies. I mean, for God's sakes, that's a huge gap.
That is a big gap.
Now, you know, if she has a ton of money, that might help out a little bit. Maybe you can get yourself a nice pad. I don't know. He didn't put down how much he makes. I would assume a lot more because she's so old.
He bought his parents' house last year, though.
So he's got some dough, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Buying the parents' house?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They could sell
cheaper
of a dollar.
He moved next door into his childhood home to be next door to him.
Now he's getting stalkerish. That's a little weird.
But they did eventually, you know, bang after that, so.
I know. Why can't you just keep it to banging? Why you got to fall in love with her?
I don't know. The guy really likes her.
But she's, man, at 48, that is, once she's in her 50s and 60s and you're still raring to go.
Yeah. What happens?
It's not going to end well. It's going to be really bad.
But do you believe
in,
I
got a girl that's, you know, only 3 years older than me, and it's, that could be tough sometimes. Could you imagine being with somebody 20 years older than you?
No, not at all.
No.
That's pretty intense.
I can't even fathom that.
It's pretty intense.
I think this woman's smart. I think you should listen to her and, you know, enjoy the sex.
Yeah.
While you can, but don't get too wrapped up in it. Don't go out getting married and stuff.
Well, thank you for your advice, Eric. We appreciate it once again.
Banger and leave.
That was what Eric did.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
John, you were talking about falling off the wagon, I guess. Drinking over the weekend. Getting back on the wagon.
I consider drinking the wagon.
Okay.
I don't want to fall off of anything.
Fair enough.
That sounds terrible.
You called out Brady because you said that there is no way to have fun without alcohol.
Completely true.
Brady, you disagree, though.
No, I do not. But at the same time, I've never felt I've missed out by not having, you know, going.
Well, let me tell you, you have. It's great.
Yep, every event that you're talking about, I've had a great time at.
And imagine without having to have alcohol. I'm not saying I'm incapable of having fun without it. I'm saying it enhances the fun.
Yeah.
Do you just not like being drunk, Brady?
Yeah, I don't.
Why is that?
Yeah. Basically, you're not feeling incomplete. Like control a little, that sometimes you maybe wake up and you don't realize, oh, what just happened there?
So, Brady, do you think you just don't, like, trust yourself?
I don't know if it's that so much. I am a firm believer that if you go too far, stupid things will happen.
But, like, some of, like, my favorite stories from college and stuff was just come from being drunk and stupid.
I was like, I'm not going to take that chance because it's always an excuse for someone. I mean, I can give you know, I was up in California with Randy Johnson. We went out with Ron Capps and his crew. It's a funny car driver. So after Saturday's competition, we go out to dinner. Well, Randy has a couple of beers. And next thing you know, Ron Capps' cousin Donnie gets in his ear and says, $100 if you can throw, I got a baseball. He got it off the wall. It was like a signed ball. He goes, $100 if you can throw that ball through the plaster wall.
Yeah.
And Randy's like, oh, I can do that. He has another beer, and all of a sudden, Donnie and I say to Randy, I'm like, man, if that ball ricochets, hits somebody, or you take out a TV.
I know how to get around this. I've heard the story enough.
No lawsuit. And I go, but you do what you want. So then Donnie comes back. I got the okay from the general manager.
Okay.
Which, you know, after the fact, after I did it.
So
Randy basically said, I'm not going to do it. I left it up to him, but I was the angel, not the devil.
You were the devil.
You ruined devil, according to the other guys.
A great night.
But Randy, I don't think would change it. Would go back and say,
because he had you in his ear. He'd have done it a second without you. And here's how you handle that. You got a guy like me instead of Brady there, that ball. There's 7 balls in the wall. We go buy a bunch of baseballs at the Big Five. But Randy's like, see if he can hit the other ball out of the hole. And you tell everyone in the restaurant, look, Randy Johnson's had a few pops. We're going to start chugging baseballs around here. Let's clear it out. Yep. Who wants to see Randy Johnson, Hall of Fame pitcher? I'd have been the fucking hype man. It would have been awesome. You know, I had a clock around my neck. Bullshit. That would have been the best night ever. And you know who you have to thank for that? Alcohol.
Alcohol.
It was the best stories in the world come from alcohol.
It's still a great story.
No, it isn't. It would have been a better story if it wasn't for the sober fucker.
Well, hold on. John, you've got to have a good drunk story, right?
We were at Rammstein in 2012, the band, Sodomizing Linda, and we had Sanderson Ford was kind enough to give us a suite, and we went out and got shit-faced at a sushi bar before the show, and so we get up to the arena and go into Sanderson, and Marty opens the thing and goes, hey, there's no beer in the fridge. Oh, no, it's a dry suite, and we looked at each other like, fuck. So I go out in the hall. One of the ushers recognizes me and says, Holmberg, we got an open suite here. You can have bottle service in. Just run back and forth. I'm like, done. In that suite is a shadow box picture of Wayne Gretzky's jersey when he played for the Coyotes, autographed with a picture. And then it's like, let's do a picture. It's like, all right. So I'm kind of crouched down in front of the band. The Wayne Gretzky shadow box thing's behind us. We're all there. And Marty is gone. And he grabs an empty bottle of tequila off the counter and just starts to swing it. Like, and it barely misses my head, but he's going right into the Wayne Gretzky thing on purpose.
Yeah.
Camera snaps, flash goes off. Boom! He smashes the Wayne Gretzky shadow box. Shards of glass ball just bury themselves in my back, and I'm still like, yeah! Megan and Tracy Vesley were there, like, oh my God, we gotta... We ran out, and like, something terrible happened in here. Like, what? Oh my God, we had to... I threw him the spine, and it hit the Wayne Gretzky thing, and all this. All right, it's all right, it's all right. I give a guy another, like, $200 or $300, like, please, this is terrible, we're so sorry. We trashed it. It was the rock-stariest rock star night ever. The best memories of all time. We talk about it to this day. And yeah. Would it have happened if there was a sober person there saying don't? No. One of the best nights of my
don't
life.
Don't swing the bottle into the shadow
swing
box.
Swing the bottle into the shadow box.
And how
made
lucky
for an
were
awesome
they?
Night.
You know, I had some of the best drunk boy. Times behind the wheel, too.
I've never had that.
What?
No,
that's
there's
insanity.
Plenty of people that tell that story that laugh. I'm just kidding, but you're basically saying something.
Okay, I was right like, there.
That's embarrassing behavior.
Oh, amazing.
What Marty, there's a drunk that's out of control.
No.
What
we
guy
were all...
is swinging a bottle at a shadow box to break glass
blow it up.
And then breaks on top of a guy? You're lucky it doesn't cut.
It no,
you're
it was picture
hospital.
Glass. It was just sticky
it's
plastic.
Stupid.
It just stuck in my... Oh, it was stupid, but it was great fun. Listen, he's wet
those
blanketing.
Those are memories that, I mean, that's good
one of the finest nights of my life.
Believe me, I've done some stupid stuff without, you know...
Yeah, but see,
I'm just saying,
fun we're
I do stupid
about
stuff.
Yeah.
That was my thing.
Charlie, let's go out drinking today. Let's ditch this old teetotaler and get the
deal.
Fuck out of here and have some fun.
That's it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can send your emails, a comment on the show. Let me know what you want to hear. Send those over to charlie@98kupd.com. For anything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness and 98kupd, you can head over to 98kupd.com and check all that out there. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. New Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.